Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz, also known as Mickey Mouse.
Maysoon. We are absolutely unhinged. This is the unhinged, unedited, uncut, absolute World Series tour.
We've been unhinged for like weeks now, it seems. What's going on?
I think we're especially unhinged.
It all started this week. Kate had a cup of coffee 3 days ago. Have you been drinking coffee again today?
I've been drinking coffee. I've been drinking flavored seltzer water.
Oh, nice. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Sure. sure. Right. So there's this thing happening. Okay. It's called OPAF North. OPAF stands for Other Places Art Fair North.
Oh, I know.
It's okay, in Santa Rosa, everyone. You want to get out to an art experience in Santa Rosa? Guess who's going to be there? Kate Rhodes is going to be there. Hell yeah.
I'm going to be there.
It's all day tomorrow, all day Saturday, May 14th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Juilliard Park at 227 Santa Rosa Avenue, Santa Rosa. Again, it's called OPAF North.
You know, I have heard that Santa Rosa's got a lot of cool stuff going on.
Santa Rosa's the next big thing. There's going to be all sorts of exciting projects.
The next big thing.
The next big thing.
Oh,
everyone's
going
to move there.
Brace
except for
yourselves,
don't, because
citizens of Santa Rosa.
Yeah, a bunch of assholes. Except for don't move there because there's lots of fires. It's a little bit on the north side. You got to be a little bit careful. There's more woods up there. You know.
No more moving. No moving.
No moving. Oh, right, right. We got it. Yeah.
Everyone.
We don't want to play the music anymore, okay? We can't handle it.
You're staying
every time
where
you move.
You are.
Kate and I end up crying for like days. It's terrible.
Did anybody move and we didn't play the song
for
them?
No one has moved. Wait.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Thank God. It's over. The exodus is over.
I think we probably will have. I really hope we didn't miss anyone. If we did, please tell us because we're trying not to forget you. So shitty.
Wow.
That's shitty. Wow. Anyhow, so our friends Premier Junior will be out there. Who else is going to be out there, Kate? Do you know other folks?
Well, Lisa Rybovich-Crawley and Joey Enos.
The art dominatrix is going to be there. I'm curious to know what's going on.
Who's
with that?
I
don't know. No idea. We got a group called Construction Partners. I'm into that. How about this one? Antinomian Press. Don't know what that word means. Kate, will you find out and report back?
Antinomian?
Yeah.
Okay, you keep talking and I'll find out.
No, you got to find out when you go there.
Oh.
You're
going to
be there. You can
saying.
Be doing
I thought
like,
I was looking it up.
You can be doing like field
recordings. I thought
recordings
I was doing shifty
shit.
Lookups.
No, you can't do
okay,
any.
Fine.
Don't click, remember? You always yell at
me. Oh,
so
I'm not
much.
Anywhere near my computer. I'm in my bed in my underwear.
You've got your phone on you? There are, I believe, the Headlands is getting ready for their auction. Not that we always shout out auctions,
sure
but I feel like we shout it out. So X's auction, so maybe we could shout out the Headlands auction. When is that coming up? Do you know? Let's have a quick look here. I don't know. I deleted it. I'm an asshole.
Just head on by once a day.
No.
Head by.
Where
see
is
if
it?
The auction's
okay,
happening.
Just.
What's wrong with that?
Head on
What's
by.
Wrong with
head on by
that?
What? Go all the way out to the Headlands to see if their auction is happening?
Yeah.
Listen, people, it's
Take
happening.
Your little bicycle.
May 20th through 31st, the auction. I assume that means, can you see it online? Probably.
I can't believe how unhinged we are.
How unprepared we are. Listen, guys, it's been a real rough
unprepared.
Work week for me. What do you mean?
Yep. And it's just been a rough life week for me.
See, we're just unhinged, guys. Oh, this, okay. Okay, scratch all that bullshit. Okay, guys, nothing coming up is the Headlands Auction. It's going to be up at the Fort Mason Center from May 20th through 31st. There's going to be a big opening celebration on the 20th. And let's see, live auction with performance by Carol Kim on May 31st from 5 to 9:30. Now, I've never been to that auction because I feel like the tickets have always been a little bit higher than I wanted to pay. But I'm sure that there are volunteer spots because you know how it is. Everyone always needs help with these big monster events. So either pay the tickets and support the Headlands or get in touch with them and see if they need any volunteers still. Remember how we talked about the Headlands' new like graphic logo?
Yes, and how it says the word Ohio.
Well, I'm looking at a version of it on the website now where it's all of the pieces have been moved around. So it no longer looks like Ohio.
Yeah, that's kind of the whole vibe.
Kind of confusing.
Well, but those in the know will always see the Ohio.
It will always look like Ohio. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Good. I'm into that.
It's kind of like a little Where's Waldo of Ohio.
It would be a great one of those. Remember those, like, when you were a small child and you couldn't do...
Highlights magazine?
Listen to me. No. You couldn't do, like... Highlights magazine. You couldn't do a 75-piece jigsaw puzzle, but you could do a 6-piece jigsaw puzzle with those, like, the wood... Oh, those wood cutouts. You could have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You could have a 6-piece wood cutout of the Hedlunds logo.
I wish I could do that right now.
And you could just put it together. You could be like, that doesn't fit there. Right? And it always has to be in the same, always has to be Ohio in the end.
We're going to die today.
is that just ridiculous? I'm all of a sudden designing in jigsaw puzzles for children under 6 months. So just get in touch if you have a need for that demographic. I'm happy to help you just come up with some
games. I think
games.
You got to keep it high contrast colors. Black and white, maybe.
Black and white. Perfect. And white. Easy. Always beautiful together. Love it. Hey, good friend of the show, Liz Thomas. Liz Thomas has an exhibition coming up at McAvoy Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how to say
that's
this.
Be wild stuff.
MYR. Keep thinking mayor. It's MYR. Get me there. Come on, Liz. Get me the information. I thought I saw somewhere where acronym was defined, but now I'm not seeing it. God damn it. Anyhow, it's opening at McAvoy on May. Oh, the opening reception is on June 4th, but it opens to the public on May 27th. And a quick thing, Deep Time, the vast stream of non-human history that has shaped our world, collides with timely and evident human crises in the multimedia exhibition MYR, Mayor, Mer. Taking its title from the unit of measurement equaling 1 million years, MY, used in earth sciences and astrology.
Oh my God!
Near MYR presents diverse creative approaches to depicting the intersection of time, space, and life. Well, I'm fucking excited about this show.
Cooking up a little.
Lots of great artists in this
metaphysical
show.
Metaphysical pedophore.
Cool. Oh, this is going to be great. So everyone get out there, support our local independent curators and artists, of course. Kate?
Support the damn artists. Get the artist money.
Of course support
Let's
the artists.
Let's go to our fucking listener email.
Hey, yes?
Oh, wait, what? Well,
I was just going to say that Amy Balkin is in this show, and I know that you love Amy Balkin, and, you know, I feel like Amy doesn't...
Amy Balkin and I are going to fucking... A lot of motherfuckers that are doing global
I just
warming.
Feel like Amy doesn't show a lot in the Bay Area, and so I'm excited to see, I'm sure it's new work, and I'm excited to see what she's been up to, because I just don't get to see her that much.
Because the Bay Area is turning its back on its artists.
Oh. Okay, tell us more. Where are you getting this? You really feel that, don't you?
Why are there so many artists that have to go away from here to show their work?
Are there not enough venues? Are there not enough venues that are paying their artists? What do we think? Listeners, if you're listening in and you have a comment about this particular topic, Bay Area artists
give us
showing
a call,
outside
419.
Of
the Bay Area. Hey, name names, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can... email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. We also want to say a heartfelt apology to everyone listening to the show because we are absolutely unhinged.
Hey, Kate, do we ever take snail mail?
We could. I do have a P.O. box, actually.
Oh, my God.
Let me get back to you on
that
because I can't just rattle it
off
the top of my head.
New poll for listeners. Would you mail us something in the mail?
Oh, God. And would it be something we want to receive?
And would it be so awesome?
Rat with a nail through it.
Don't fucking do that. No one's going to. Our listeners are lovely people. Lovely, lovely people.
That's why we want to apologize to the listeners for this unhinged episode. And we also want to say... We want to say a hearty thank you. Jim Prosser and Anonymous are sustaining donors.
Yay.
And all the people that donate. If you would like to donate, go ahead, hit that donate button at congratulationspinetree.com.
Com.
Maysoon, we did talk to some, last week we were speculating about how much the SIGA award winners get for that, how much money they're paid, and we found out with our cutting edge journalism that they are offering only $5,000 still, just like I heard from years ago. They're still only offering $5,000, which is, oh my god, and I think I heard that it's in payments, not all as one go of that much money.
Right, which just seems a little bit
and
like...
they don't... Yes.
Go ahead.
They don't always acquire any of the work necessarily.
Yeah, I wanted to know more about that because I just feel like with, you know, like I'm thinking about like I don't know if it was the last show, but Sahar and Kenyatta, weren't they in the same, I think they were in the same show, and Brandon. Well, Sahar, for example, in her room, there were multiple pieces, right? Like, would they acquire the whole group of work or just like one piece or none? I guess it's not required that they do any, that they acquire any. So is that sort of like, if they don't acquire the work, then that sort of justifies the lower artist fee? Is that what the thinking is, versus like acquiring the work and adding it to your collection and therefore
I don't know, but this kind of pisses me off.
I mean, regardless, I think $5,000 is very, very low for that kind of an institution. It's not like we're talking about a small,
it should
tiny
be
nonprofit.
10 times that much. It should be 10 times that much.
$50,000. Kate's going for $50,000. Do we got 100? Is there an 100 out there?
There fucking is, and you know where it is. It's in motherfucking,
it's not
Bob Fisher's motherfucking
Stop. Kate, you can't be talking like that. Kate?
Okay, Maysoon, this is what I've learned.
Yep. Tell us, Kate.
It's so insular. It's so wrong what's happening here, and we need to stand against it.
Oh, my God.
I'm laughing and losing my mind, but I am serious. Okay, when the fucking biggest art institution in the whole damn place is only going to give you $5,000 for a production of a shit ton of new work that you're going to work for months and months on and have in a fucking, like, museum, basically a solo show, because, like, everyone gets their little space.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, their own discrete, it's not like everything's mixed up, it's like you're in your little section.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you're doing a fucking solo show at a massive museum that just had, like, a fucking retro motherfucking meringue.
Haven't heard that one before.
These motherfuckers are doing everything except paying artists.
Well, okay. We know that for sure, because remember how they just cut all the programs that sort of directly support local current artists? The film program, open space. All right, why are we talking about this? We don't need you to be pissed.
I'm pissed.
All right. Well, listeners, you may or may not wanted to have known that. And you may or may not want to know that Kate's
that
now
I was pissed.
But it sounds like, SIGA, we implore, we ask you, we invite you to reconsider.
No, we got to go and take the money out of their cold hands.
This is from Maysoon. I ask that you reconsider how much you're paying your artists to create new commissions for your museum, for this program that you love and get a lot of local, attention for, and try to treat artists better. Figure that one out.
Okay, and this
talk
is your message
literally
from Kate Rhodes.
Hold on.
Here
literally
comes your
talk
fucking
to anyone
message from
about
Kate Rhodes.
How to do better.
Hey, check this out. Here's your message from Kate Rhodes. Watch your ass, because
oh my god. All right. Well, Kate, that was like a straight up. And I don't want us to get, like, our houses broken into looking for, I don't know, dangerous or something. Kate's
bleep so much. I'm going to bleep so many things.
No, you can't. You can't. This is not. Don't edit any
I
of this.
I can't.
Just go crazy.
Are you serious? Yeah. Maysoon. Maysoon, we didn't even do the disclaimer.
That's because I'm not talking about my work stuff.
Yeah, but you're here and a retweet is an endorsement.
I'm not even retweeting. I don't have Twitter. What are you talking about? What's going on?
Look, we're speaking as individuals, and we said we were unhinged.
We are definitely speaking as individuals. I do not share the same opinions as Kate a lot of the time. I just want you all to know I'm not coming for you, no matter fucking what. Well, that's not totally true, but, usually...
Oh my god. Kate, is any of this going to be good?
I don't think so.
No, it's going to have to be. I can't. I have to go take outs. I have to go outside still today. Please.
Mason, we got to do our fucking bird tour.
I know. Okay, I'm too busy right now.
People, the bird tour is coming.
Yeah. I think we could do it at the end of the month. I could do it on the 24th or really? The 31st. I cannot do it before the 23rd.
You know. Oh, wow. Okay, so we're really going to do it?
Yeah, I think so. Why not? Yeah, can you please apologize to all the listeners once more?
Yeah, listeners, we have to absolutely apologize for our behavior. What
no,
we've said.
You have to apologize. You are out of control.
I want, on behalf of Maysoon, I would love to apologize right now for the things that she has said and on and off mic.
Oh my goodness.
Look here. I have a show coming up. It is paintings. I never show paintings. Okay, obviously this is one of the absolutely minuscule to the level of total triviality snubs of the Bay Area art world.
Wait, what are you saying? What do you mean?
I'm just saying I don't often show paintings because everybody snubs my paintings.
Everyone snubs your paintings?
Yeah, I feel like I don't get, I feel like people don't really usually come to me for paintings. They want other stuff for me.
They want video. Is that what you're
talking
about?
They want video. They want me to be their little fucking...
Their go-to.
They want me to be the little fucking court jester. But there's more to me than that, Maysoon. And you know who...
And you know
really
what that is?
Took a chance?
Painting.
You know who took a...
Tell us.
You know who took a chance on a dream?
Oh, cute.
Ed Al Books.
Ed Al
okay,
Books.
Okay, I'm going to have paintings up over there at the Ed Al in the Mission. You know, Maysoon, you always say Ed Al and I say Ed Al, and I'm about 900% sure that you're right the way you say it. Many, many thousands and millions, maybe, of years ago, a glacier came down across the upper Midwest, including Wisconsin and other things, and Northwest Ohio. Mm-hmm. Oh. And that is why... I grew up in a completely flat landscape.
Because of the glaciers? That's what made the plains, I guess, huh? The Great Plains?
Glacier knocked it all down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know about all the plains.
How do you feel like that's shaped you?
I think it just makes the world feel small when the farthest thing you can see is actually quite close by. It makes the world seem very small.
Yeah. Did you want to tell us when your show would be opening or when people can see
it?
Right. Did you want to say anything like that or just that you're finally doing a painting show? God damn it.
It's going to be opening on May 27th, I believe, 5 to 8.
May 27th.
Maysoon, you have to come.
I'm going to come. I live
You have to come and you have to
away.
Stay the whole time.
Oh my God,
you
remember when you were doing
you
the Recology
have to stay
show?
The whole time.
And I was like, when should I be there? And you wouldn't tell me. And you're like, you have to stay the whole time. I was like, I don't want to stay the whole time because I was having like outside anxiety.
Yeah, but then you were glad that you did.
And then I was there because I was there the whole time because guess what? The performances were literally the whole time. There was no like, and 30 minutes and then an hour and a half is hanging out. It was the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I was there.
Hell yeah. Nope, that was just the preamble.
These were just the vegetables?
Now we have to talk about what we really did, which was I went to the SFSU 2022 Masters of Fine Arts Thesis Exhibition.
Amazing.
And it was called Warp.
Oh yeah, nice. I like
Maysoon,
the title.
Maysoon, it is fucking hard to get to SFC.
I think that's
From
probably why
Oakland?
I haven't been there that often. It's really
Holy
shitty.
Shit. I took BART, I got on BART, and I took it out to Montgomery Station, and then I hopped on
Oh, you
the,
did public transit.
The,
fucking
hell. Yeah. And then I got on the M train, the Muni M train, mm-hmm. and it felt like I was on that fucking train for my entire lifetime.
It felt like you were, like, going out to the East Coast or something.
And when I got to the campus, finally, after 10 hours of travel, I felt that... It was beautiful there.
It
they
is
have
beautiful
a
there.
Beautiful campus. There yeah. were people, young men, shirtless, throwing baseballs at each other. And people enjoying an afternoon picnic and butterflies and flowers blooming everywhere.
Oh,
it was incredible.
Sounds lovely.
And I have to say, I was having kind of a bad day. I was in a bad mood.
Is it because of
I
all
was
the
feeling
travel?
Down.
Oh.
The 10 hours of travel definitely took a toll, and I was really on the verge, and
oh
I got
goodness.
To this show, And as I was walking right up to the gallery, the artist who had emailed us, okay, Nicole Schaefer.
Yeah. You're doing great, Kate.
Okay, but Nicole was there, and they were so friendly and kind, recognized me, brought me into the show, talked to me about the work, and welcomed me with open arms. It was incredible. Mm. And the work was so good. This was really tight, because I didn't realize this, but SF State, I think normally the program is 3 years.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And I think these artists got another year because of the pandemic.
Oh, wow, shit.
So it was, from what I understand, and again, I was in a, I've been in a state of total unhingement for days and days. Yeah. And so the artists were Natasha Lowy, Nicole Schaefer, Haley Summerfield, Claudia Huinchulio Paquin. Mm-hmm. That's all of them.
Small group, of them, okay? Very, very small class.
And I thought it was a very coherent MFA show.
Hmm.
I feel like it's usually kind of a grab bag, pick and mix situation. Yeah. Yeah. And this, I felt like the work was in conversation. These artists are great. Everybody check them out. Give them opportunities, okay? I have to say, there was a lot of stuff that I interpreted as queer, because there were these, one thing that really resonated with me was there were some etchings, some printed etchings, but they were in like full color, and it was just all these little doodles, all these little tiny scribbly doodles, but it was so dense, and I really got lost in it for a long time.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
God, I wish they could. Okay, so Haley Summerfield had these very detailed etchings, and as I was standing there, I was just thinking about how I was in a shitty
go ahead tell your story first.
I was just thinking about how I was in a terribly shitty mood, and that this etching that I was staring at just gave me a chance to just stop and shut the fuck up for a second.
Oh, nice.
And like have a moment with an artwork where I felt like, wow, art actually is good.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
And I don't often feel that way, but in that moment where I really was getting some relief being able to kind of be in this dense, cartoony kind of space and like take a breather for a sec was so needed and welcomed, and I really loved that. And I obviously was bringing a lot of my own shit to this show.
Right.
But it was, I, all the artists fantastic, all the gay stuff, 10 out of 10.
Most recently I went to a performance of Silas Reiner, who has been, come out, I think is New York based, is a former Cunningham dancer, or maybe currently a Cunningham dancer, who performed in the exhibition of Martha Friedman. Her exhibition's called Brain in Hand, and that was actually at Jessica Silverman Gallery this past Saturday. And the performance was interesting. It was about 30 minutes long. I think Silas did two performances, or he did three that weekend, two on a Saturday, and I went to the second one on Saturday. And I'm going to try to explain the performance set. So the exhibition is these sort of almost light box type paintings. I don't know what the material is. Light box, silicone, rubber, and pigment is what the work is on the walls. There's one wall in this sort of main room that has a series of a series of very large rubber band columns. So two columns, one in the back, one in the front, creating a narrow corridor with which you could walk through, although I don't think you're supposed to walk through it. It's a very tight corridor.
Yeah.
And so the performance was Silas, the dancer, sort of like winding his body using the rubber bands to both play and fight against these rubber bands. So he was like twisting around them. He could unhook a rubber band and hook it somewhere else. So he created these like big knots where he was like intertwined in them and above them and on top of them. And he was doing all these intense, like very physically challenging it seemed like there were moments where it was sort of like I could hear myself breathing hard for him almost, you know, where it's like, it was like,
oh my God.
There was like a lot of like tension. I wouldn't say violence, but tension certainly in his like interaction with the rubber bands. These are like massive rubber bands that are like ceiling to floor.
Oh, they're yeah, very and he's taut. Like bouncing all over the place.
Well, there was one where there's this part where like after about like 20 minutes of him kind of like really intensely struggling and like you just sort of felt, you know, we've all had like rubber bands snap on us, you know, and it's like or pull our hair yeah. or like stick in a weird way. And just imagine these rubber bands that are like life size, like really thick. There's like three rubber bands linked together.
Like larger than life.
Larger than yeah. life, right?
Big rubber band you can get inside.
Yeah, and the performer is just wearing like, I don't know what it's formally called, but like basically a nude colored thong that's probably like a specific dance material. And that's it. So, and he would put powder on his hands and kind of on parts of his legs where he was going to be like holding onto the rubber band just to sort of help move more comfortably. But it's just sort yeah. of like, you could just imagine, I mean, you could see in his arms that there were like bruises and it was just so intense. And then there'd be, then after like 25 minutes of this sort of struggling with the rubber bands and like, you could just feel the breath and the sweat like flying off of him, you know, it's like really intense. Yeah. There'd be this moment where he kind of like, if you think about those like baby bounce swings where it's like hanging from a doorway and the baby just sits in it and kind of bounces and it's very light and sort of playful. Then there was like this moment where he kind of like lightened up a little bit and was just sort of like swinging and bouncing. And it was actually really beautiful. And so like, it felt like uplifting almost, or like heartwarming, like, oh, there's this like
moment, God, I love that.
This moment of breath and like joy. And not that he was smiling or necessarily expressing joy, but just in the movement, there was this like moment of joy and lightness. Like I think everyone, like I definitely took like a sigh of relief, like, oh, thank God he's like free from that. And is like just enjoying this like air time, you know? It was fun.
Jesus Christ, I went through a lot of like emotional feelings. How do I get this feeling?
I don't know.
I wish I was there.
I wish I told you about it sooner because I remember reading about it and then I forgot about it. I really like this performer.
Your description was so vivid.
Oh, interesting.
That I feel like I was there.
Oh wow, great. Yeah, this Silas often performs with another Cunningham dancer named Rashawn, who I'm forgetting his last name. And they did a performance at the Lab. They've done performances at SF MoMA. And so I like when they come to town, I feel like it's always worth seeing because they have this incredible training through through Merce Cunningham, through like his company, which is very rigid.
Now, Merce Cunningham, Maysoon, I just re-listened to one of our old episodes. And so I can say with confidence that Merce Cunningham was a gay man.
Merce Cunningham was absolutely a gay man, and his lover was John Cage.
Yep. You taught me that so many years ago.
He's still really important in, like, the avant-garde, you know, dance world or avant-garde arts world, I would say. Anyhow, so when these two performers come to town, it's always, I think it's a good idea to go see what they're up to because they have this background and incredible, like, technical ability, but then they really use it for experimental purposes for their own practice, which I think is always really exciting to see.
Hell yeah.
10 out of 10 for that one.
Wow, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
It couldn't have been better.
the other thing
Maysoon,
I saw...
is there... oh my God.
The other thing I saw that was most definitely a 10 out of 10 was this performance that was part of... the exhibition that just closed at Slash called Codes of Silence. The exhibition is called Codes of Silence, curated by Layla Weaver. The performance was called Towards a Black Testimony. And that was a performance between, it was a two-part performance. The first piece was a dance, was by a dancer and performer named Gabriel Christian, who's local. And then the second part was a reading, an incredible reading, I want to say by this collaborative but out of London called Languid Hands. And both works were so exceptional. They were just so exceptional. Like the performance aspect of them, the way they made me like feel, you know, just like all of the things where you're like, where your whole body is like just pulled so deeply into either the performance and also the poetry that was being read. I was just sort of like, kind of like mouth hanging open a little bit. I feel like I hadn't
Holy shit, Mason.
I feel like I hadn't seen like such a good performance in a really long time, where I felt like the ideas that were being explored felt like we're coming across we're coming across clearly, that the movement was powerful and strong, the set was really well done, you know, like where all of the elements really came together well. I was also like so excited to like, so Languid Hands is this collaborative group that had a video and text-based work in the exhibition, and one the text-based person is the one who read work. And then they had a conversation with the curator afterwards. But like, it was so refreshing. It was so incredibly refreshing to see work by an artist collective or an artist out of the Bay Area, or just like out like from London. Just sort of like, I feel like we don't get that a lot here. Maybe I'm just talking out of my ass, but like, it was just sort of like, why don't we do that more? Can we do that more? Do we do that? I mean, I guess we do that, but maybe I'm not doing that enough personally, and it was so nice to just get out of, like, you know, I don't know, just to see work from a different country, a different city that resonates strongly with what people are doing here, but has a different sort of a different expression, I guess, you know. It was great. It was really fucking great.
10 out of fucking 10.
Honestly, if they had done it a second night, I would have gone again probably. Well, thank you for helping to open my heart once again.
Oh my God. Well, your heart's like fucking raw dogging now, because you had like so many tens out of tens.
My heart is not raw dogging. What the fuck?
You had so many tens out of tens.
It's slowly closing up again after that.
I'm sorry.
I know. I did have 10 out of tens. How many? I had 3 10 out of tens on this show. That's so unusual.
You know, for as unhinged as we've been, we actually had some pretty good art luck. Yay. We had some great art excursions.
Yay. Cool.
Well, you know where I'm going to be excursioning to.
The bridge.
And the other bridge. And the island in between. This has been
Congratulations
Pine Tree.